Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked for her name to be Linda. So listen, Linda, I got you.
Listen, Linda.
I got you. Literally, please don't use my real name. How about Linda, laughy face? That's how it starts.
All right, Linda.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her boss keeps crashing their meetings.
Well, what?
It's just kind of weird. Listen to this. Allie and DZ.
They're the boss.
At my job, we have shared calendars to see when people are free to schedule meetings. I think this is the case for most places.
Mm-hmm.
Not ours. I wish I could see everybody's calendar, because then I'd call them out and be like, you got a lot of free time.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing like shared calendars just to make it more streamlined.
Well, it's helpful versus everybody calling everybody and going, are you free?
Are you free?
Yeah,
send
it's
an
annoying.
Are you free? Right.
Now, so they have this calendar situation. Now, here's where Linda moves on. She says, what's odd is that my boss will look at my calendar and join meetings he's not on the invite to.
Hmm.
I have nothing to hide, so I don't really mind, but he doesn't tell me when he's going to join or say anything after. Here's where it gets weird. He joined a Zoom call off my calendar link and actually participated in the call. It feels invasive and awkward. Is my boss a jerk for crashing these meetings? How would you even respond to this? Please reply if and when this is on the airwaves. We're here.
Oh, we're here.
And then she wrote, the last Zoom call situation was a few weeks ago. I keep thinking about it.
Linda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Oh, and then she says, love you guys. And I feel like I've grown up with Allie. Yeah, I'm old. Thanks.
We
you did.
We love you back, and we all
love
have.
You. Shut up, DZ. I'm the mom.
Hey, yo. All right, no, but as far as like Linda's situation, what is she going to do about it? It's the boss.
Yeah.
It's like saying the owner of whatever franchise can't sit in the meetings for the company they run.
That's the thing. You can't tell your boss they can't come in your meetings. If they want to come in your meetings, they're more than welcome to. What I don't know is the boss paranoid? Is something going on? Are they just trying to have something to report back to say, I've checked on my employees? Like, crashing a meeting without saying anything, though? That's weird.
Is it crashing a meeting, though? That's where I'm kind of stuck at.
If you're not on the invite and you haven't added yourself yourself to the invite, and then you just show up on a Zoom.
Pop in.
And you're like, imagine, we're having a meeting. I'm trying to paint a scenario where we're having like a, I don't know, a meeting, and then our boss just comes in out of nowhere, and we're like, well, this is weird.
This is a little strange.
But hi, boss.
Hey, what up?
Hi.
It's not like we'd be like, hey, we're kind of having a private meeting right now. Would you mind leaving?
I just think it's funny. The calendar crasher. That's what she titled the email.
That is funny. And it's an open calendar. Mm-hmm. That's where it gets questionable, because if you don't want your meeting to be infringed on, arguably, you're gonna have to take it off the calendar.
Yeah.
Right?
Is she a jerk for being mad? Her boss keeps crashing the meetings. Because we could have phrased it a different way, which is the boss the jerk for crashing the meetings. Honestly, a boss is allowed to do it.
The boss,
weird.
The boss is the boss for a reason.
Yeah.
And imagine like when you call a company and it's like, this conversation might be recorded for quality control. It's just call it boss quality control.
Totally.
They're just joining to make sure everything's running like the way they should be.
And to see how their employees act and whatnot. Right.
Is that wrong?
Ooh, 414-533-1037. Is Linda the jerk for being mad or boss keeps crashing the meeting? Somebody said it's micromanaging, obviously. Yeah,
that's true, and that is annoying when you frame it like that.
Somebody said, "Oh my God, you can change your Outlook settings to be limited details instead, so they can't open the event with the Zoom link."
That's a good tip.
Well, that's a solution, but that doesn't answer.
That's not Am I the Jerk.
Is Linda the jerk? She's mad at her boss for dropping in on meetings, which the boss is entitled to at the end of the day.
Honestly,
that's why this is a tricky one. But yep. I get why it's invasive. We will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, somebody texted in and said, what if the boss listens to Am I the Jerk? The boss probably does, because who doesn't?
Honestly, everybody listens to Am I the Jerk.
It's the most popular segment on our show. Are you kidding me? The only thing anybody ever wants to talk about. Linda wrote into the show, not a real name, she made that up, but her boss keeps crashing their meetings on Zoom, just shows up because the boss can see everybody's calendar to make it easier. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for being annoyed. The boss just keeps popping in and making it awkward, saying it's invasive.
The boss is the boss, though. They can do arguably what they want.
100%.
I don't know.
Well, she made it to day 3 trying to get a theme song. Congrats to Janine and Cudahy. You got 2 more to go. Hey, Janine.
Hey, morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're on a roll.
Really, though.
Mm-hmm. Janine.
Yes.
Is Linda the jerk for being annoyed? Her boss keeps crashing the meetings, the calendar crasher?
Not the jerk at all. You can be annoyed. Absolutely. Can you do anything about it? No.
Okay.
You can be annoyed all you want.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't you want to say something then, though? You're just going to stay silent?
So we don't think the boss is the jerk, though, for crashing the meeting.
I don't think the boss is the jerk for doing that. And it depends on your boss. Like, I've had both sides. Like, I've had a boss that I'd absolutely be pissed off and annoyed. Oops, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Well, too late, but go on. You'd be annoyed, right? Yeah.
I'd be annoyed if a past boss would have crashed meetings. But like my current boss, if she crashed my meetings, I'd actually welcome it, because I'd know that she'd have constructive feedback. Mm. She'd be trying to, you know, pull me up and lift me up and raise me up.
Okay, situational then. Yeah.
Yeah, situational.
If they're a good boss.
Why is your boss?
If you like your boss, you don't care if they crash meetings. If you don't like your boss, you do care. It's pretty black and white.
And if they're a good boss, they're going to help if they're joining the meeting. If they're a bad boss, they're going to do nothing but hurt you.
Well, I would think they would say something before they just pop up on meetings, or at least be like, hey guys, I'm gonna heads up, you may be seeing me here and there. It's like when the principal goes to evaluate the teachers, but they warn, I might be coming in.
Do they know?
Or they just sweep in and go, surprise!
Are you doing a great job? Absolutely.
Fair.
You know?
Fair. Okay, Janine, we hear you.
All right,
says
thanks.
Not the jerk.
Not at all. Janine,
all right.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you for day 4 on Monday.
Yes.
Bye. All right, bye. Shannon is calling from West Dallas. She already worked hard and got her theme song. She's been a regular for a while now. Shannon.
Hello.
Morning, Shannon. Hey.
So this is
good morning.
The calendar crasher. Linda wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her boss keeps crashing these meetings off the Zoom calendars. What do you think?
Absolutely not. She can feel any way she wants to. She didn't do anything about it, so you cannot be a jerk for how you feel about stuff. But how much free time does her boss have that he can crash people's meetings?
Well,
fair point.
Yeah. I mean, well, if they're delegating right, they're not doing much. If you want me to be honest. You know, you've seen bosses who delegate enough so everything around them is taken care of. And honestly, that might be a genius motive for some people.
But then it isn't a bad idea to pop in and check on your employees to make sure that they're doing what you're delegating and doing it the way you expect.
Because it's going to fall to you if one of them screws something up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
And an occasional pop in, but if he does it often, I would have corp. And did she say, does he do it to other people or just her?
It sounds like he's doing it to everybody all the time, honestly.
She said he joins meetings. Mm-hmm.
If it was a one person, I'd say, am I doing something wrong? You know, is there a reason why you're popping in? But she is not the jerk.
Yeah, she said it's just weird because he doesn't tell her when he's going to join or say anything.
He just pops in.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Shannon says not the jerk.
Two for two.
All right, Shannon, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, Gary is in Sheboygan. We got to dust off. Dust off the theme song. It almost got deleted, Gary. Gary, it's been so long, I forgot what your theme song was.
Lucky as Pac. Good morning, Gary. What's up, fam?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's up?
Well, are you going to make it a clean sweep today and say that she's not the jerk for being upset her boss keeps crashing these meetings, or are you going the opposite way?
She's definitely not the jerk. Like the last caller said, she can feel whatever she feels. What really triggered me was when they said that it's the micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, my supervisor does the exact same thing, and it kind of pisses me off.
So is that the end-all, be-all, where it's like, if it's micromanaging and they're doing too much, it upsets you, but if they're just popping in to check in, make sure everything's good, it's all right?
I think so. Like, popping in, I mean, you're the boss. You could do whatever you want. I mean,
exactly.
That's what they do, but she has the right to feel how she feels.
Well, somebody texted in and said, I'm confused why Linda is mad. This is your job. If you don't want him there, mark the meeting private or say something when he pops in. Yep, you're the jerk.
Yeah, there's different ways to block the meetings if she don't want certain people to join. Maybe she needs to do that. But, I mean, if they're open and they're scheduled on a calendar for anyone to join.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, don't administrators got certain level of access where they can just pop into stuff even when you set things to private?
Yeah, because they're your boss. Technically, anything we're doing, they're allowed to be aware of. I mean, that's because, again, it's going to fall on them if something goes wrong. So DZ and I can do whatever we want, but if they don't know about it,
At the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I get it. It's for sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Gary. It was good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be heard.
Hey, we'll talk to you again soon, fam. Peace, brother.
Bye. Later. Somebody said she's not the jerk, but maybe the boss has trust issues. You think?
You've got to.
That's what managing is. You got to make sure you can trust them and that they're doing their stuff.
And when you got people under you and more at that, that's kind of hard to just let go. Mm-hmm. I'd have trouble letting go all the time.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I've seen lots of office hacks that include adding fake meetings to your calendar to appear busy.
Oh.
I've never done that.
Maybe the boss is checking in on some overall productivity. Maybe there's something you don't even know about.
Oh, right. I'm like processing with you. I'm like, they're trying to make sure they're actually meeting.
Everybody's actually working.
Because you could just say I'm busy all day in meetings and the boss could be like,
I'm in a Zoom from, 12 to 3. You're actually golfing.
Well, or I'm going, is the boss trying to figure out what all these meetings are about? Because sometimes when I hear people are on Zoom meetings all the time, I'm like, for what?
For what?
What are you guys talking about?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
I want to know. What are you talking about?
You're nosy.
Because all these Zoom meetings all the time, what is the topic? I want to know. It's because I'm nosy,
it's
right?
Because you're nosy, Allie. Right. There's a difference.
Okay, fair.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.